the wind is blowing a breeze, maybe 10 to 15 miles an hour. I feel it on my body. It's going right around my body. I can hear it. That's a type of the Holy Spirit. I can feel it right now, coming right at my head. Now, I know that this is just so basic, but Jesus said, the Spirit is like the wind. You can hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. That's a paraphrase. And I've been talking in these recent messages. Going outside into nature is a type of being in God's presence. He is everywhere. So everywhere we go, in Him we live and move and have our being when we are born again. That's our basic daily existence. But when the Spirit comes upon us, that's when we experience Him and His glory. The glory of the Lord. A great man of God said, when the anointing comes on him, a warm blanket comes over his whole body, and every part of him just settles like a storm calms, and everything is just perfect. He's in a gentle tornado. This holy, that's the anointing, this holy presence of God flowing around him. A gentle tornado, just like the wind that's blowing all around me right now, that I feel around my body. All the time this wind is flowing. The water that we see, that's a type of God Almighty. That's a symbol. The air around us, the sun, the S-U-N, that's a type of God Almighty. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. When he left, when he rose up to heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit so that we are now the light of the world. You can say that. I'm the light of the world. I'm the salt of the earth. We're pilgrims here temporarily just to be a light, to walk with him. This begins eternity. Even if we're here 100 years, it begins our eternity. It's just the very beginning. It's the split second beginning of eternity. This anointing comes upon this great man of God. So precious, so beautiful. We don't want to do anything to grieve him or lose that. And that gives us that hunger and motivation to just walk with him every day. What a blessing, what a privilege, what an honor. We put so much emphasis into other things that don't have meaning. Let's just get that relationship with him. And this wind is now blowing harder. I wonder if you can hear it, if it's being recorded. Let's get that relationship. The priceless relationship that, again, we have the anointing within us all the time. 24/7. Because our spirit's reborn and we're connected to the Holy Spirit, who is God, who is Jesus Christ, who's all over the earth, all around, all the time. We can't get away from him. That's why, just with that anointing, we're condemned to victory. We have the victory. It's that easy. It's as easy as going outside into nature, into the outdoors, and we don't even try. We are surrounded by the wonderful air. The sunlight is all around us. The water is in abundance. The breeze is in abundance. The breeze just keeps on coming. It just keeps on, just never. And all the things we see in nature are types and symbols of, you know, he's the vine, we're the branches. So every living thing that we see in terms of trees, all of the trees and vines and plants, they're all types of him. And we can learn from those things and realize, you know, that they teach us about him. This glorious anointing that comes upon us. This is where we can do ministry. This is how we can do ministry. This is how we can truly walk with him. And again, right now I'm outside and the wind is blowing. I keep talking about that because we can visualize that, and that's what God, when he comes upon us, that's what people have described it feels like. Remember this great man of God who said a warm blanket came over his whole body. Warm air began to flow around him, all around him. He was in a gentle tornado. He described it like that. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit. That's his presence. And that's when things truly begin. That's what the kingdom is. I want to talk about this in every message, because that's what Jesus talked about. Also, because other people don't talk about it. Most of the Christian church is dead. They're not talking about and teaching about and preaching about this topic, which is the most important topic, the most important subject in our faith and in our Christian walk. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the kingdom, his presence, his glory, his majesty.